The psalm this morning, the psalmist is talking about how terrible the people are and how great God is. They're rebellious, they're stubborn, they're everything, but it shows God's love overcomes all of it. And this morning, as Marilyn was sharing, and just the joy that she had in her spirit and in her heart this morning, you know, that can be contagious. When we are joyful about things that the Lord has done for us, we need to share that with one another. Because, you know, the other person you're talking to might really be kind of down or just kind of mediocre. And when you hear her share like that, there's something that just comes alive in us. Thanks for sharing all your joy. Those were all joys. And God wants us to share in each other's joy. And the psalm talks about it. Verse 6 talks about it. Verse 5 talks about it. And God's people have a heritage and we have a prosperity that we're supposed to be able to partake of. And too many times our own attitude knocks us out of it. We just need to turn away from the rebelliousness and stubbornness in our own spirit and turn to what God has for us. Great gifts. He's good to us. Let's stand and let's say this together as we go into worship this morning, because he's done great things for us. Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage. I love that second part. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Sometimes, personally, there's no joy in our life. Does it ever happen to you? Oh, come on. Look at me. Have you ever not been joyful? Yeah, right. But we need to share in somebody else's joy then. And as we do that, our spirits are lifted and we're thankful to God for what he's done for them. Amen. So let's share in each other's joy this morning. Because we have something to get all excited about.